Mikuta Manchin Kiyohe, Naha Pibise, Mima Crystal Cavalier, Mima Okanichi Band of Saboni Nation, Mima Mebin, Watiwa. So I just gave you a traditional Tutelo greeting, and I just said, hello, my name is Crystal Cavalier. I'm a citizen of the Okanichi Band of the Saboni Nation. I am from Mebin, and you're welcome here. And I am running for U.S. House of Representatives Congress, District 4. I would like to explain to my constituents that the honor of being the only third ever American Indian woman to be elected to this position, and even more historically, the first from this coastal region of the country. I have spoken with Deb Haaland, Secretary of Interior, about the importance of this position, and I do not take it lightly by any means. I am a mom of five. I'm a graduate student right now in the middle of finishing my dissertation on missing murdered Indigenous women in North Carolina. I'm a wife. I run a nonprofit for Missing Murdered Indigenous Women Coalition of North Carolina and Seven Directions of Service, which I co-founded with my husband, Jason. It is an environmental activist, environmental education nonprofit. So the top three policy issues I'm campaigning on, one would be the rights of Mother Nature. The second one, healthcare, because that's real important to me. And then the third one is education. Those are the top three policies. On the environment, I'm hearing the topic come up as a talking point in this election, but I'm not hearing the urgency that is in front of us. With respect to our vulnerability, to its effects, no one understanding that Mother Nature and Mother Earth needs legislated rights, just as we gave those rights to the corporations that have endangered her, especially our water. And I am that environmental protection choice. The second one about healthcare, as we reflect, as a country, no longer our prosperity as it relates to the health of our citizens when compared to other countries equally advanced with medical health care for all is a need of the people, no longer a partisan defying issue. Now, we need to bite the bullet, reinvent that wheel, and put the health care of our people first, from our children to the elders. And then finally, about education, whatever it takes to return to a level worth of competing on the global stage. We are so behind in education that instead of funding, we are arguing whether education is too much information for our citizens or not enough, and wasting money to argue those points. Meanwhile, we can't academically compete or elaborately offer our children and citizens the best. And I have children in high school right now, so, you know, I am hearing those conversations, as well as my mom. She suffered a stroke back in January, which was very life-changing. And then the environment, like I'm fighting this Mountain Valley Pipeline Southgate Extension. I believe we have to have unity for all. And I also think that I am bringing change, something different from the suits that they have already been seeing in office today. So what I want voters to know is what we have seen our safe, predictable, PAC-funded representation looks like, and what it feels like, apathy, stagnant, disappointing. We now have a chance to decide if we want to continue to vote for the suit or if we shift our trust and vote for the boot. And that boot, I must say, is a moccasin that I have been using and advocating on the ground long before this position came up or the so-called authority to do so. And together we will rise.